I believe we do have a quorum, so we're going to go ahead and call the roll.
Calderon?
Here.
Calderon here. Batten?
Here.
Batten here. Cogdell?
Here.
Cogdell here. Migden? Oropeza?
Okay, great. We do have two bills on the agenda today. I do want to announce that Senator Batten has asked me to hold the bill over, SB 131. At his request, we'll be doing so, which means that we will be hearing Mr. Simidian's bill, SB 967.
Thank you, Mr. Your committee analysis does a nice job of articulating what the bill does. It's pretty straightforward. And essentially, this is an effort to acknowledge and respond to the growing phenomenon of increased permanent absentee voters in precincts. Historically, as you know, the maximum size for precincts has been 1,000. That all works out just fine when real voters go to real precincts to vote. Then we allocate our resources quite sensibly. But given the fact that we currently have close to 4 million voters who are registered as permanent absentee, roughly 25% of the voting population, and that can be as high as 40% in one precinct and 5 or 10% as little in another, we end up having folks standing in long lines in one part of town while there are people twiddling their thumbs in other parts of town. The bill simply says let's accommodate and recognize the fact that we've got numbers of permanent absentee voters and respond accordingly. I would respectfully ask for an aye vote. To my knowledge, there's no opposition. We have had support from CSAC, from San Mateo County, from San Francisco County, and the California Association of Clerks and Elected Officials indicated early on that they were supportive. We've not received a formal letter from them, but we have every reason to believe they support the measure as well. Thank you very much.
Great. Any witnesses in support? Like to speak?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Karen Keene on behalf of the California State Association of Counties. We're very pleased to support the bill for all the reasons mentioned by the author. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and members, Michael Radigan on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, Santa Clara County, here in support.
I have a question. So as a result of the expansion of the 1,000 voter limit, well, not the expansion, but the expansion geographically, so we're going to be looking at precincts in some areas that are going to be pretty large. I mean, to make up 200 votes, let's say in a rural area, that could call for a pretty large expansion of a particular precinct.
I think actually, Mr. Chairman, we're going to end up with more sensible precincts in terms of location and geography. Interestingly, while I had heard about this issue from the clerks and the elections officials, the reason I picked it was it came to me from a constituent who entered my annual There Ought to Be a Law contest.
Is that right?
And he said, you know, here's the problem. I used to have a polling place that was right handy and close to me, but now that they've been divided to reflect the non-existent voters who are supposed to be turning up at the polling place, I'm 2.5 miles farther away from my polling place. So the notion is that if we are drawing these boundaries to reflect actual voter participation as opposed to imaginary voter participation, that the polling places themselves will be centered on the actual geographic center where real voters come from. The other benefit of this is that, as many of you know from your work on this committee, clerks and elections officials have been struggling to find qualified folks who want to turn out for that long day of hard hours and next to no pay to be elections officials. So we have reason to believe that if we can consolidate the precincts like this, clerks will have greater success in getting good folks to show up and provide a good democratic process at the polling places.
Oh, thank you for that response. Any other questions from the members? Seeing and hearing none.
Ask for an aye vote.
Yes. Call the roll.
Batten?
No.
Batten, no. Cogdell?
No.
Cogdell, no. Migden? Oropeza? Calderon?
Aye.
Calderon, aye.
1-2.
Okay. You have... 1-2. We'll keep the roll open.
All right. Thank you. How long so I can hopefully round up my other two votes here, Mr. Chair?
How long do you need? Well, we could stick around maybe another 15 minutes or so.
That'd be great. Okay. We'll get to the other members. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.